Hey everyone. So I want to discuss briefly a halachic issue that emerges from a drasha of Chazal in this week's parsha in Parshat Balak. This week, Israel and Chutz La'aretz, or Chutz La'aretz will catch up to Israel with your double parsha. So Chazal, in a relatively well-known drasha, write that when Bilam praises Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov, when Bilam praises the dwelling place of the Jewish people, he specifically praises the privacy and the modesty he saw in the structure of the Jewish camp, that the tents were not arranged in such a way that people would be able to gaze directly from their window or door into the opening of their neighbor's tent, but rather they were staggered in such a way as to avoid to afford privacy. And this becomes the basis, at least for several Rishonim, for a halachic concept that we will explore next year, for those of you who are going to be in yeshiva, when we study Bava Basra. So one of these sugyot, which appears extensively in the first perek, is what's known as hezek Re'iyah, visual damage, which, while there is a dispute in the Gemara whether Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek or not, the Gemara then qualifies that means that there are certain mid-level violations of privacy to which there's a machloket, but there are extreme cases of violations of privacy where not only are you obligated to maintain and grant people their privacy, but it's actually actionable under tort law, in this category known as hezek re'iyah. And this becomes one of the central foci in Psach when discussing the halachic recognition of privacy law. This, as well as sugya yoma, which forbids breaching confidentiality, as well as the Takana of Rabbeinu Gershom against reading people's mail, and several other halachot combine in order to construct a halachic validation of the value of privacy and confidentiality, which emerges, as I said, at least according to some Rishonim, from this idea that Chazal see in Bilam's bracha of the value of maintaining modesty rather than have people peer into your house. And there has been some work in Poskim in the last 50 years to really try to use these values to try to generate a halachic perspective as privacy law becomes so complex in light of all the issues that are raised in the digital age. Professor Nachum Rackover has dealt with it extensively in a book monograph devoted to this topic. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, Zichrono Livracha, has a chapter on it in his book, Faith and Doubt. I wrote several chapters on this in my series for the Virtual Beit Midrash. What I want to do here is just, as we did a bit before Yeshiva ended, share an idea from Rabbi Lamb in his memory as he passed away so recently. So at the end of his article on privacy, law, and theology, Rabbi Lamb asks not the halachic question, but the philosophical question, which is, why is it that halacha values privacy and has several of these expressions of this value in the categories that I mentioned briefly before? And he argues fundamentally that it emerges from the notion that we're created b'tzelem Elokim. And we know that not only are we created b'tzelem Elokim, but we are commanded to imitate God. In mitzvah v'alachta b'drachav, imitatio dei. And what Rabbi Lamb notes is that both the Jewish philosophic and mystical traditions speak of two aspects of the divinity. Here I quote: one is the relatedness of God to man, his knowability, and the second, his essence and absoluteness, in which he infinitely transcends and remains forever unknown to man. Rabbi Lam notes that both Jewish philosophers and mystics both believe that fundamental to our understanding of God is that there's something we can't know. For the Rambam, this is basically everything. We can only know how God interacts with the world, and we can know negative knowledge via negativa, but we can't know God's essence by definition. For the Kabbalists, you might be able to know the ways in which God emanates through the Sefirot, but you can't know the essence of God, which is known as Ein Sof, which in English translates as infinite, but is really a Maimonidean expression of via negativa. We don't know what it is, it's just not finite. Ein Sof, there is no end. And therefore, definitional to God is that there is part of him that is unknowable. As Rabbi Lam continues, the unknowable essence or absoluteness is in the inner boundary of God's privacy, in his resistance to and limitation of man's theological curiosity and metaphysical incursions. God asserts his exclusive divine privacy. Even Moses may not gaze upon the source of the voice that addresses him. And then Rabbi Lam continues in his next paragraph, if this is true of the Creator, it is true of his human creations as well. As God reveals and conceals, so man discloses and withholds. As concealment is an aspect of divine privacy, so is it the expression of human privacy, the desire to remain unknown, puzzling, enigmatic, a mystery. Judaism does not absolutize privacy. Taken to an extreme, it results in the total isolation of man and transforms him into a closed monad. Without any communication or self-revelation, he must suffer veritable social, psychological, and spiritual death. But the other extreme, unlimited communication and the end of privacy, leaves man totally depleted of self. Again, death. For both God and man, therefore, in that they share the character of personality, there must be a tension and balance between privacy and communication, between concealment and disclosure, between self-revelation and restraint. And therefore, Rabbi Lam claims that the theological justification for these related areas of halachic value of privacy emerges from the notion that we are meant to imitate God. And while God, in whatever way he does, interacts with the world, leaves part of his self definitionally unknowable, mankind should mimic that to a lesser degree. And while obviously we should communicate and foster healthy relationships, part of what makes us human is that there's an essence of us that remains private, and therefore the violation of other people's personal space in such an extreme way as described in the sugya of Hezek Re'iya and the other related halachic issues would be a violation of that fundamental divinity that is found in man.